Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Sechtes Meisres, Perik Hei, Mishnah Vav. Hamesamed v'nosan mayim v'mida. What does Hamesamed mean? Hamesamed means he made temed. What does temed mean? Sagt der Batanura, Hanoisin mayim berchatzanin ubezagin oi b'shmarim. I have the pits and the peel or the sediments of the wine. I pour water on it and I let it soak there. Normally that's called temed. In this case, says the Batanura, we're talking about just the shmarim, the sediments of the wine. So I poured water onto the sediments of the wine. I allowed it to soak there. Umatza kedei midasai. Umatza kedei midasai means, let's say you poured in 3 jugs of water. The shmarim of wine, I poured 3 jugs of water into it. Now I look to see after it was soaking. What do we have here total? I have 3 jugs. Sokta batanur lav dafka. Even if I poured in 3, and I have now 3.5. As long as I didn't pour in 3.5, 4. So if I poured in 3 and I have less than 4, potter. This tamid is potter for maestros. I don't consider this wine. It's water that has a little bit of a flavor. Not enough of the sediments went into this water here to change it from water to wine. Let's see again the words of the Mishnah inside. Amesamed, he pours the water into the sediments. V'nosan mayim b'mida, put in an exact amount of water, let's say 3 jugs of water. Imatza kedei midasai, and he finds more or less 3 jugs of water, perhaps a little bit more, but he doesn't find 4 jugs of water. The Tanakhama says, potter. This water stays water, and there is no chiyuv maestros on water. Ah, it has some taste. So the Batanura calls that kiyuwa ba'alma. It's not enough to be called a taste, al pi halach. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have a half a jug more, if you put in 3 jugs and you have 3.5 jugs, you have a full jug's worth of wine. When you have a full jug worth of wine that was added by the shmarim, I should have 4 here, no? I should put in 3.5, 4. Why do we only have 3.5? Zokt Rabbi Yehuda, as the Batanura says, Nishar chotzi kat shel mayim b'toich ha-shmarim. Half a jug's worth of water was absorbed into the shmarim, into the sediment. So you started with 3 jugs of water, right? You know what you really have now? You have 2.5 jugs worth of water. Because a half a jug worth of water got absorbed into the shmarim. Yeah, but I have a total of 3.5. That's right. You have 2.5 jugs of water and 1 jug worth of wine. Now what happens if matzah yoyisrael kedei midasai? Zakta Batanura, he poured in 3 jugs of water and he finds 4 full jugs of water. So according to everyone, this temet is chayev and maestros. The Mishnah is telling us that moisi olav mimakim archa lefi cheshmen. You can separate wine from a different wine according to the cheshmen of wine that came out of the shmarim. Can you please explain that again? Yes, of course. The easier thing to do would be to separate maestros from the temet itself. Fine, I have here my 4 jugs. I poured 3 jugs of wine onto shmarim. I have 4. I'm going to separate maestros from here. If I separate maestros from here, it'll have to be the shear of the entire temet. Let's say in this temet there are 4 kadim. So I have to separate 1/10 of that for maaser rishon. So if the 4 kadim, just for illustrative purposes only, add up to 10 gallons, he has to separate 1 gallon. That would just be for Maiserishin. There's Truma, there's Maiseris, but everything goes according to this Cheshmin. If I'm separating it from other wine, taking other wine, I'm saying this should be the Maiser for this wine. So if I have there a total of 10 gallons, I'm not mechuyev to separate a whole gallon. I can look at it and say, look, I poured in 3 jugs of water. I have 4 jugs now. So there's 1 jug worth of wine. I would only have to separate maisis from that 1 jug. Wait, so I'm better off doing it mimakamacher. Not really, because when I say, suppose he's separating it from the temet itself, and I have a total between the 4 jugs of 10 gallons. When he's taking a gallon, that gallon itself is 3 parts water and 1 part wine. So if you're taking it from the temet itself, it corrects itself automatically. Just take 10%. You'll have the right proportion. If you're taking it from someplace else, you have to cheshbon out, how much wine do I have? So chazing over our Mishnah, if someone puts wine into shmarim, that's called temet. Sometimes it also includes putting wine into the pits and the skins of the grape. But in our Mishnah, we're talking about shmarim. So suppose he pours in 3 and he finds 3. Pours in 3 jugs and he has no 3 jugs. Lav dafka 3 jugs, we explained, it means less than 4. The din is potter. We say there's not enough of the shmarim that went into the water here, and even though obviously the water has some taste, but that taste is not chashuv enough to say it's mechuyev b'maisros. The Shiloh becomes, if he pours in 3, poured 3 jugs of water into the sentiments, and now he looks and he has 4 jugs of water. That's an increase of 25%. In other words, 3 times the amount of water per 1 time the amount of wine. The Gemara in Bava Basra, we're not talking about pi halacha. Pi halacha, things change because it's the nature of our wine versus their wine. But the Gemara says, Masechet Bava Basra, that if you have 25% wine, it's still a bayir pri agaf. And if you have less than that, it's a shakel. But their wines were very, very strong, so therefore they needed 3 times the amount of water. Again, that's not the Negei B'Zman Hazeh, necessarily. But that's the shiur our mission is working with. So if I pour in 3 jugs of water, and I have 4 jugs over here, basically I have the normal meziga. Is it wine? It's not wine. It's temet. But because that's normally the way they water down the wine, the water is not mevatel the wine. In this case, the water is not mevatel the temet. And you have to give maestros from it. Now, if you're giving maestros from the temet itself, that's easy. So we said, Lamashal, if you're having these 4 jugs, 10 gallons, give 1 gallon for maestros, Risha. If he wants to take the wine from someplace else, he can. but he'll only take a tenth of one jug, because that's the amount of wine that I have. The rest is water. And as we explained, if he takes it from someplace else, he's taking lefi cheshbon. But if he's taking it from this mixture itself, so when he's taking 10% of the entire mixture, that's really the same thing, because out of this 10%, you also have only 25% wine. But just practically speaking, he has to remember, if he has over 10 gallons in the four jugs, he has to take the whole 10%, a whole 1 gallon.